Donald Dennis was appointed by UK Prime Minister David Cameron as the government's official business ambassador in 2010, better known for his role as CEO of McLaren Technology Group and principal for the group's Formula One team. Donald says the state visit is not only about discussing the key issues on the agenda, but also to get to know each other and build trust.
In life, when we have a problem, when we are trying to achieve big things in our own personal lives, you go to the people you know, you go to the people you trust. So this visit represents such a strong opportunity to build that trust and that understanding, not just between the titles, the President, Prime Minister, the Chancellor, but also to build the trust as people. And so I think significant in this visit is the meeting at Chequers. This will be a tremendous opportunity for them to relax and know each other.
Ronald was also chairman of the British East Asia Council, which was established in 2014. He has been an advocate for George Osborne's proposal that the UK should be China's best trading partner in the West.
There is this still predominant throughout the world belief that China just represents a low-cost labour resource. And anybody that's visited China extensively, which I have, quickly realises that this is far from the truth. It's modern infrastructure. The speed at which it propagates its infrastructure, the speed at which it builds its highways, the discipline in all of these highways is they are using manufacturing technologies that I think are absolute cutting edge.
Ronald spoke highly of China's plan to upgrade its manufacturing industry and says the Sino-UK relationship is reciprocal, giving the UK's Northern Powerhouse plan as an example.
You have the One Belt, One Road policy, we have the Northern Powerhouse policy. These two policies are very synergistic. They are very much showing the visionary capabilities of both President Xi and George Osborne. And behind that is really a much stronger message of not just building collaboration, trust, but also trying to encourage the sharing of technology.
During his stay in the UK, President Xi Jinping will travel to Manchester and visit one of the world's leading research institutes on graphene. Ronald has been campaigning for the use of composite structures since the 1970s, and he's confident about the future commercialization of this high-tech material.
Graphene is the next generation of this incredible family of materials, which are systematically changing our world. So what you need in these technologies, scalability. And of course, with scalability, a country such as China just has the immense potential. So I really hope that this technology is something that we share, because I think with the size of China, the ability to multiply and build supply chains, increase the supply chain, I think it's a very strong partner for us in that technology.
It's reported that the Chinese telecommunications equipment company Huawei is planning to unveil an investment into graphene during the Chinese president's visit. For CRI, I'm Deng Shuren in London.